This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Volkswagen has unveiled its new Beetle in Los Angeles, where the auto show is getting underway today. VW is one European car company that's actually doing well right now, while its peers face a deepening crisis very similar to the one the U.S. auto industry faced before it had to be bailed out. Reporter Christopher Worth completes his series on the European auto industry now at Volkswagen's home of Germany.
I would say this is where the life of every car starts. This is the press shop.
Meet Bruno Hinnicke. He's well-dressed, a trim handlebar mustache, perfect American accent. The guy assigned to show reporters like me around Volkswagen's spotless auto factory here in Wolfsburg. The town's about an hour outside Berlin. It's where VW was born.
Please watch your step. It's a little bit slippery here.
As other car makers in Europe struggle for their very survival, VW is flourishing.
Last year was the best business year in the history of Volkswagen. We produced a little bit more than 8.2 million cars, and last year Volkswagen was behind General Motors, the second biggest car company.
How has VW beat the odds? Just listen for a word that comes up a lot in Hinnicke's tour.
Worldwide, plants all over worldwide. The only plant worldwide, German engineering, which is famous worldwide.
Volkswagen is really the only car maker in Europe that competes globally. Ferdinand Dudenhofer is an auto expert at the University of Duisburg-Essen in Germany. He says other auto companies in Europe, such as Peugeot and Opel, rely heavily on the sluggish European market. But Volkswagen has sought out economies that are actually growing.
VW sells 30% of its cars in China.
That said, Volkswagen is still growing here in Europe. It accounts for nearly one out of every four cars sold in the European market. Philippe Bourgeois, an analyst at UBS, says VW does that by building a lot of different vehicles on the same basic underbody. Then it's able to sell them at rock-bottom prices.
And at that level of reduced pricing, they're still able to make money.
But other European car makers are losing money fast. Some 10 million jobs in Europe depend on the auto industry, but many auto manufacturers could close. Hujois says in a few years' time, instead of a European auto industry, then there'd only be a German auto industry to speak of. In Wolfsburg, Germany, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.